What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was going on at her grandfather's house? And in particular, what was going on with the attic?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those stories with us. If you've got a ghost story, you can call it in at 855-853-4802. You could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and you could become a premium subscriber. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the complete archive. That'll keep you busy for a while. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how are you doing today?
Well, I am doing well. You know, it was pretty funny because first thing this morning, I get a text from my daughter, who is in Chester, England.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of a haunted hotel. And we know it's a haunted hotel because it's called The Haunted Hotel.
Yeah. Right? And it had, because she sent it to both of us, and it had like
a sign above the
door.
But it
was like a banner, not like
a. And this building is an old, like, Tudor style building with the timber, you know, and the stucco in between, the black timber, you know, and stuff. So it's this old, old building, like you would think maybe from the 1500s or something,
yeah.
Right? And then it has this sign up above the door. It's not a huge sign, but it just says The Haunted Hotel. And then we both laughed because the sign itself looked more like it was for a Disney attraction.
It very much,
you know,
yeah.
Like the way the text and everything was on the sign, I thought at first it was maybe like a haunted house, like they just made up and
yeah.
You'd go through that, and
that's
things
what
would
it
jump
makes
at
it,
you.
It looks kind of cute now.
Yeah, but I looked it up and sure enough, this hotel in Chester, England is supposed to be one of the most haunted places in England.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And they put such a cute little adorable font and colors on the sign.
And I read, you know, and I haven't had time to really get into it, but, you know, maybe I will do that in the next couple of days so that we can look at it at the show, because that would be kind of fun. But I just noticed one review that said, even on a night where there's not a lot of activity, it's still really creepy. And I went, oh,
we got to look into that.
Yeah.
Well,
so anyway,
then,
that's how my day started.
Then she sent another picture. I can't believe you didn't bring this up, because it's a picture of a business called Poundland. And Caitlin said, it's like a Dollar General. And I said, or is it a friendly sex club?
Well,
Poundland,
you know,
like, sounds like that.
Poundland. I mean, it makes sense in Great Britain. It's the pound. And so, like, we think of dollars, they think of pounds. So they have their version of Dollar General is
Poundland. And I thought of a cute little sex club.
And you thought, your mind immediately goes to the gutter, right? And I was like, oh, that's so funny, Poundland. You know,
I saw like Poundland, I'm like, bow, chicky, bow, bow. Oh, that made me laugh. Well, so we have a ghost story. And this says, this is some creepy stories that have happened to this person. So it says, my first ghost experience happened when I was 10 years old. My mom and my siblings had moved from Puerto Rico, and we were staying at my grandfather's house for a few weeks while we settled in the new country. There was a creepy closet at my grandfather's house with access to a storage attic. There was an official, this part's weird to me. There was an official police notice inside the closet taped on the attic door that prohibited anyone from opening that door or tampering with it.
I've never heard of such a thing.
It sounds like a crime scene at one point, and like the tape all came down.
And that they just never took it down?
Not that one sign, maybe. I mean, doesn't it sound like a crime scene, like do not enter?
It does. And I've just never heard of that being in someone's house. Like, officially, you're not supposed to go into an attic that you live in this house.
Yeah. And so it says, my sisters and I slept in a room that shared a wall with a closet. I'm going to guess the same closet. To make a long story short, I woke up about three times every night because there were sounds and knocking coming from inside the closet in the ceiling where the storage attic would be. At first, I thought maybe birds got stuck in there, but the knocking sounded like a human knocking with their knuckles. I also woke up to footsteps down the stairs and no one being there. Sometimes, my grandfather heard the sounds and he would wake up and scream into the closet asking it to stop. Whatever it was would react to what my grandfather would say to it. So I don't know if it was like stop and then it would stop.
I don't know what I would be more afraid of as a child, to hear footsteps or hear my grandfather screaming in the middle of the night at something to stop. That's almost just as scary.
It really is. And knowing that whatever it is, and maybe grandpa put that on there because, you know, there's some paranormal activity in the attic. So he put the sign up there and the kids saw it as like, it looked like official police business. So maybe grandpa did that to keep the kids out of it.
Maybe.
But it's weird that grandpa would just be like, shut up, stop that.
I mean, that would make me just like, I would be like, yeah, just as scared of my grandpa as I would be.
God, no kidding. So it says, I was the first one to arrive home from school every day since I went to a different school than my sisters did. One time I was home alone after school and went to shower. 5 minutes into my shower, someone knocked desperately on the bathroom door, and I thought one of my sisters had come home early from school and needed to use the bathroom badly. I yelled out, I'm almost done. Wrapped it up, and when I left the bathroom, I realized there was no one in the house, and I was completely alone. I ran outside, and from that day forward, I would wait outside until someone came home instead of going in by myself. Totally can relate to that.
Totally. I used to do that.
All the time. We were running outside. It's like, I can't handle it.
There were times I would literally do that. If I knew nobody was in the house that you guys were coming home pretty soon, I'd just sit and wait.
Mm-hmm. Or many times I ran out of the house when I was there by myself.
Yep.
My second ghost experience happened after we moved out of my grandfather's house. My mom found an apartment for us shortly after. We moved into a house a few blocks away from my grandfather. That town was very old and had houses dating back 100 years old, which there's a lot of much older houses in parts of the U.S. My mom was just ecstatic that she had found a place with unbelievably low rent. There's always a catch.
Yep.
The apartment was a decent size and in great condition. There was definitely something odd about the cheap rent, but my mom didn't want to think much about it. The apartment was a two-story upstairs section of a two-family home. We had the second floor and the attic, which was the most attractive part of the house. The attic was huge, way too much unused space up there. My sisters and I were happy that we had the entire attic to ourselves. We started arranging our room right away and making it ours. I noticed that the attic was extremely cold, to the point where I would tremble being up there and get goosebumps. It was the middle of summer, and the one thing the house did not have was AC.
That's weird because heat rises, and so usually an attic is just crazy hot.
Yeah, you can't breathe. It's like you're sweating up there. So it says, I brushed it off, thought nothing of it. The attic had an old school type of closet that surrounded the entire attic. You know, I saw one of those on some home remodeling show, or maybe it was a ghost show. I don't remember now, but it was an attic and they had this doorway and the closet kind of circled around the attic. I think they had more than one doorway. And so it was like this big long room that went all the way around the attic. I thought that was very strange, but this house had that too. Hmm. It said you can get from one side to the other. It was very odd and an old school style of architecture. Inside the main entrance of the closet, I found a big picture of the Virgin Mary and a wooden cross hanging inside. I immediately felt the creeps and had a feeling of I'm not supposed to be in this closet. I never opened that door again and didn't use that side of the closet. I tried to ignore the creepy feeling that I felt in the attic. So the random drops of temperature to the feeling of someone watching my every move. I noticed that every time I would walk out of the room, the attic door would slam shut behind me, followed by a rush of wind. One time, my cousin came to visit, and my mom sent us upstairs to play. We were playing when all of a sudden, the obvious sound of a knuckle was banging on the closet door very loudly and aggressively. We dropped everything and ran downstairs as we heard the door slamming behind us. There's one event in that house that I can remember the most, and it creeps me out to this day. Like, that other stuff creeps me out. I went to the attic to get some clothes to shower. I noticed that the door was locked, so I went downstairs to get a butter knife to open it. I was able to open the lock, but I couldn't open the door. It felt like someone had their two hands on the other side of the door pushing it against me. I pushed the door back at it and continued with a battle for about 2 minutes when I suddenly started pushing with my shoulder and my upper arm, and that's when I heard someone falling as if the push knocked them down. The door flew open and the room felt very eerie. It was strange because I was a tiny, skinny, 60-pound 10-year-old. Whatever was there couldn't have been stronger than me. One night, my sisters, my mom, and I were sleeping in her room, which was directly underneath the attic. I woke up at 4 a.m. because I heard someone walking back and forth in a pacing manner. I woke up my mom, and she said that maybe my younger sister was up there. I looked next to me, and both my sisters were sound asleep. No one was up there. There was no way. Shortly after we moved to a different city, I didn't experience any other ghosts until about 10 years ago. My last experience happened after my aunt and I were using a Ouija board at her house. Oh, girl.
There you go.
I went home after that, and every night my bed would shake to the point where it would slam against the wall. Every time I would be able to fall asleep, it would shake the bed and wake me up. One time my computer turned on and started playing Middle Eastern music videos on YouTube. That's weird. I couldn't sleep and I went weeks without sleeping. I started sleeping in my sister's room. She had a king-size bed with a very large bed. with very large bedposts that nearly reached the ceiling. Unbelievably, her bed, too, started shaking, and my sister slept through it. I couldn't explain how the bed could shake that hard when it took a handful of men to get that bed in the room because of how heavy it was. And the fact that my sister slept through it, I stopped using the Ouija board and the events ceased. That's from Jennifer.
Hmm.
Now, I think, look at this as a public service announcement. Jennifer had all those bad experiences as a kid, and then 10 years later starts using a Ouija board. And then what happens? Opened a door.
Opened a door. And I do think there's a way that you're supposed to close out a Ouija board after you're done with it. And maybe people don't do that. They don't read the instructions. I think they're in the instructions that you're supposed to close it out. Now, does that really work? Does it really close it out? I don't know, but it couldn't hurt, you know?
Yeah, and I kind of feel like if, whether it's a Ouija board or whatever, if you're open, because I think the Ouija board is just an outward way of opening yourself up to some things coming in. So is it the Ouija board or is it the fact that you're asking for spirits to interact with you? Mm-hmm. And then they do.
Right.
Now,
and I think it's pretty obvious that Jennifer is super sensitive, always has been, right? And so where the sister doesn't notice this or that, or, you know, other people don't maybe seem to notice things, she does. So I think she's super sensitive to these things. And then you pull out a Ouija board and it just compounds it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just think all that is so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go to our next story. Oh, and quit with the Ouija board. It says she stopped using it. Good. I think that's good. I don't think somebody like Jennifer needs to be using a Ouija board.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, here's our next story.
It's Denise from Baltimore. I have one story to tell you, but this one was, like, horrible. So, everybody remember the movie Exorcist. Well, when the Exorcist first came out, I was very young. And my parents did everything they could to not allow me to watch this movie because they said it was just frightening and it. As I was getting a little older, we were still living in this spooky haunted house. To me, it was a haunted house, but it was a pretty haunted house, but it was a haunted house to me. But anyway, we lived in this house. It had a lot of things going on, a lot of spirits. But I was young, but it was still creepy. So I was able to watch the movie The Exorcist. And my dad said to me, Nina Boo, because that was my nickname, still is, are you sure you want to see this movie? It's pretty scary. And I was like, yes, Daddy, I love horror. I love horror movies. He's like, are you sure you want to watch it? I said, yes, Daddy, I want to watch this movie. So he put on The Exorcist. Well, goodness gracious, this movie scared me to the bones. It was so chilling to see a young girl in that kind of condition with that face that was horrible and those voices and oh my gosh, it was the worst movie ever. It frightened me so bad, I could not sleep in my room by myself. That's how frightened I was. And my dad said, I told you, Nina Boo, that you was going to be afraid. I said, Daddy, please, please sleep in my room with me. Please sleep in my room with me. I cannot sleep in that room by myself. So my dad did, because he was so cool. So he's like, okay, I'll sleep with you tonight, Nina Boo, but you're on your own tomorrow. I did not want you to see the movie. I knew you was going to be afraid. And I was. So my sister and I slept in the other bed because I had two twin beds in our room. And my sister and I slept together, and my dad slept in my bed. Well, I could not go to sleep, even though my dad was in there. So I was under the covers, and I couldn't sleep. I was just thinking about that horrible face. And mind you, I'm not asleep. So I was just thinking about her horrible face and all the stuff that was coming out of her mouth, and I was so freaked out. So I just happened to look over at my bed where my dad was sleeping, and it was somebody standing there that looked just like the girl in the movie. Now, I know spirits, they know your fears, they know what's going on, they see. So they knew I was so frightened of this girl's face that whatever spirit was in that house, it made itself look like that girl. I was so frightened, I put the covers over my head, I said, dear Lord, please make it go away. And when I looked over there again, it was still standing there, glaring at me. And it was real. It wasn't fake, I wasn't asleep, because I hadn't gone to sleep yet. it was staring at me and staring at me, looking just like the Exorcist girl, Linda Blair. I mean, it looked just like her, but the one that was possessed. So I put the covers over my head. I got really close to my sister, and I just stayed there for like 15 minutes. And I peeked my head out of the covers again. Now, mind you, it's dark in the room, so I'm peeking as small as I could, as if they can't see me, and they can. But I peeked out, and it was gone. She was gone. So then I laid over. I was like, okay, maybe I'm freaking myself out. I look over again, and it's back, staring at me, glaring at me. This was the worst night ever. I couldn't even tell you what time I fell asleep. I think I stayed up all night long. I could not sleep. I was too scared to even get out of the bed to hit my dad and say, Daddy, somebody's in here. That is the kind of fear I felt. When you're that frightened, you can't even get up and run to somebody. I wanted to scream so bad. I was too frightened to scream because I knew if I screamed, she knew I was screaming. The thing that was standing there would know it. Like, I can't explain that kind of fear, but now I understand why people don't run. You are frozen in time. You do not move. Like, and my dad was right there, and I could not scream his name. I did not get out of the bed. I was just frozen in fear, and I just wanted to tell you about that because I never forgot that. This is terrible, that kind of fear. Well, I hope you enjoyed the story, and all these, this is true. Like, really, really, it really, really happened. Like, that's why I know ghosts are real. I have had so many experiences with them. They are as real as you picking up an ink pen and writing on a piece of paper. That's how real they are. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye for now.
Now, I know there was places in there she was a little hard to hear, but she begged her dad to let her watch The Exorcist. And I get that because I remember when I don't know which one of us brought the book home, The Exorcist, or why we had that, because I remember reading it as a kid, or maybe I borrowed it from one of my friends. Bad idea.
I don't remember reading.
Bad idea. Like, I'm reading The Exorcist, and I just remember I was so scared after I read it. Like, so every night I'm reading this book, and I'm just terrified.
Mm-hmm.
But so I... Like, and I don't think I saw the movie until I was maybe into my, I don't know when. It was quite a while
later.
Well,
I think
it
took them a little bit after the book came out before they made the movie.
Yeah, but I don't even think I saw it right away. But
I saw it pretty soon after it was released.
I just don't remember the first time I saw it. But it's terrifying.
It's a terrifying movie. So still today.
And she did make a point that, you know, it could have been something in her house taking on the shape of Linda Blair in that movie.
Of what you're most afraid of. And we mentioned that in another episode a while back where somebody saw a Grim Reaper. And we said, was it that, you know, maybe you, there was something evil standing there, but you projected the worst case scenario on it? Like what? Your idea of pure terror would be. Mm-hmm. And so maybe two things, like she's seeing whatever it was took on this likeness of Linda Blair in The Exorcist, or was that her projecting whatever? Because I think there could have been something bad in the room that she was projecting that onto it, because that was her idea then of the most horrible thing.
Yeah. Just terrifying. You know, I met Linda Blair.
Oh, I did not realize that.
I did. When I was working at the rock radio station years ago, she came in for some event we were doing. She wasn't any bigger than me. I'm only 5'2". She wasn't very tall. So she might've been an inch or two taller than me. But I remember they had her signing, autographing cans of split pea soup.
Oh, that's terrible.
She went with it. She was a really good sport.
Oh, she was nice, though.
Yeah, very, very nice. But I just don't see, you know, watching that movie as an adult, like, I can't imagine letting your child be the star of that movie.
Well, and like, how would you feel if you looked in a mirror and you looked like that?
Yeah. And it was, you know, even if you know it's a movie, like, it's horrifying. To this day, like, that movie bothers me.
Probably more than any movie.
Mm-hmm.
That one would have to be up there.
I don't watch many haunted movies at all because they stick with me too badly.
Well, I do great until 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I'm wide awake because of it.
Yeah. Just, you know, that's why. Like,
oh my God. Now I wish I hadn't watched that movie.
But you listen to her voice and all these years later, you hear how terrified she was.
Yeah.
So something really did happen that night.
I believe that she saw that. Now, why that's what she saw, I'm not sure.
I'm just saying, I don't want to wake up and see Linda Blair as Reagan in my room or any place in my house.
I just wonder if it has something to do with you projecting an image onto something.
Yeah, because I think there's something there. Or it could be the other way, too. It's like taking the shape of what you're most afraid of.
Mm-hmm. It just feels like it's something like that.
I don't like it. I don't like it. So yeah. I'm not going to be watching The Exorcist today because I don't want that to happen to me tonight.
Oh, no.
So if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Dinner time hit, but your motivation didn't. It's time to try something different than the same three dinners you make every week. Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Toppings sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores, see app for full terms.